we got to take care of this. Oh, my sister good, my brother good, my family good. Like, you're putting in plays, like you're playing. Okay, how do I piece this together or make sure they're good? Oh, they're sad today. You're thinking about so many scenarios in your head. When you go back home, when you go through things, when something's not good at your job, your day, you're tough. Like, you had a bad breakup or you got let go of your job. It's like, you're not gonna share that with somebody else, especially if you have a significant other. It's like, okay, next. And especially if you're a striver, a lot of the times as athletes, as people on the go, you put that mentality and you focus it onto the next thing. You never just let off and you never release. You just like, okay, next thing. You focus it that way, but then not knowing, okay, it's still bundled up inside. And that energy has to go somewhere. It's funny. I don't know. I can go on about that because it's like people say this a lot and it's true. I think men suffer in silence, and sometimes as a man, you don't really have the space. Like, it's like, who's my shoulder to cry on? Yeah. If I have a girl, she can come tell me all her problems with her friends. And I know when I go out, oh, this friend acts certain type of way. And it's like, I know your friends that aren't good friends. Yeah, like, for sure. But you know everything about you. But like, she doesn't actually know exactly how you feel. Yeah. And it's like, when she says stuff to you, you take on everything, her feelings, everything. Mm-hmm. But as a man, you're thinking like, how do I go the next? You're thinking for the both of you. Yeah. And then it has you empty and has you pissed off because it's like, bro, what do I do? And I think it's so essential and it's so important. That's why I'm glad that you had this space of people just sharing, open, being vulnerable, because it's like, men need that. And I think especially men need that as leaders. Men need that to have good leaders that are focused on the right things, to know that it's okay to share how you feel. Mm-hmm. Mental Health Awareness Month is important always, every month. But if we're shining a light on something, it's the conversation, to know that, okay, the conversation needs to be had.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. I'm passionate about that because a lot of us, we go most of our life not talking about this or checking in on a friend or checking in on a family member, because it's like, I got so much I'm got going on that, like, we just wait to the weekends when they're, you know, like, we're good. So, okay, let me check. We feel the greatest that we feel. Oh, finally, I'm out. I'm having fun. Let me check on them. But not knowing that everybody's lives looks differently.
That was another thing about that conference, bro. It was like, just, like I said, so many marginalized groups there. It's like, dang, am I selfish, bro? Just because I've never even thought about, like, because it's like, for instance, like, it was this deaf guy named David. And he was like one of the panels. And just all the things he was talking about, like, they had to deal with, and not only in the wine industry, but just his, like, traveling and all this. I'm like, damn, I've never, like, really thought about that, because, right, like, that's not something that's affecting my life every day.
What do you think now that you're in a different space and you have a community now that you kind of know, but you don't really know that well? What do you think if somebody didn't have a community at all, that didn't look like them? Like, what is your kind of, in your life experiences, that helps you when you're in a different place, like mentally, and you're, okay, I got this new stuff, this new stress from my job, and the people I just left from back home, whether it's my roommate, Kristen, or my family, like, they got stuff going on. And I know I'm such a family and a friend oriented person. Like, my friends got something going on. How do you work through that? And what do you think somebody that's kind of in a similar situation that takes on the role of that person, the caregiver for all their relationships, how do you, and what would you do if you're their best friend to counsel? Like, what would you think practical steps are to kind of work through that, to express what you're actually going through?
I think it first starts with actually talking to yourself. Like, even if it's not just writing stuff down, but like actually like going through your feelings and like, okay, why am I feeling like this? Instead of trying to avoid it, because I feel like that's what we do a lot. We try to avoid it by either, like, you know, either going out or, you know, going, you know, talking to this girl or playing the game, or we try to avoid those feelings. And I think avoiding your feelings is kind of how that gets exacerbated.
But how do you know that I have to talk to myself? I have to talk to about my feelings. Like, how do I know that?
Well, I think living by yourself, bro, you, your mind is gonna get to you, bro. Like it's just literally it's natural, bro. Just being yourself all the time, you're gonna have all these thoughts in your head, and if you don't actually like try to reason through those thoughts, they're gonna just keep coming, and they're gonna keep coming worse. But I think as far as like kind of in my situation, because I did go through that, I did go through where like, hey, bro, I'm not good. I'm struggling right now. And I sat down and recorded a podcast, literally. But it kind of what I said, like I talked through my stuff and I understood, okay, this is why I feel like this. This is why I feel like this. But honestly, I think having a community is essential, though. Even if it's like not the community that you're used to, like even like going to that conference, like I'm going to keep bringing that up because like I'm telling you, that conference is so impactful for me. But going to that conference, it was some of my coworkers that I've never like had no deep, like real conversations with. And I sat down and talked to them and they was like, oh, wow, I didn't know you felt like that or things like that. And like, okay, we need to start, you know, because a lot of them was like, oh, I didn't know you had no people out here. That was most of it was.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, and they was like, oh, yeah, we have to like, you know, try to, because they understood like how hard it is, you know, coming out by yourself and not having a community. I just think it's, bro, we're human, bro. We literally have to have people.
Literally.
We literally have to have people.
Bro, I say that all the time, bro. Vulnerability is connection. It's like, vulnerability is not just, oh, I'm feeling this way, I'm sad. Like, it's just like telling them what it is.
Yeah.
And exactly. As a man, you don't exactly. do that. As yeah. a man, if I'm going out 11 o'clock at night on a Friday, I'm arming myself like, I got to look the best. I got to yeah. dress the best. I got to pose myself. I got the most money. Yeah. I got to like move in a certain way that a girl thinks I'm attractive yeah. and guys respect. Respect me. I yeah. gotta pump my chest out, and I gotta not be disrespected because it, bro. Yeah. Like you yeah. think so much. Oh,
that is as oh, a that's guy. So much, bro. Like, and, like saying it out loud is literally all the stuff they be going through out here, bro. Like we have to, like, yeah, bro. That's a lot, bro.
That's why it's so interesting when this is sidebar when girls like, oh, he was so rude. Right? You don't know what a guy yeah. has in his head and what yeah. he got going on and like what he's going through. And like yeah. the energy has to be placed somewhere. And a lot of yeah. times it's unfortunate that it gets placed in something else, like yeah. fighting. Cause I got to express some way. I got to yeah. get this out some way. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to even start that. So I got to act out on somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'm going to humiliate somebody else because I can't face what I'm going through. Yeah. So it's important. Like you said, it's like starting it easily in a different way to kind of like, okay, address thought and speak. I was at a barbershop the other day. I don't get too many chops, but I need to. My fade looks crazy. My hair down
this,
now.
That's when I recorded.
Chops. Literally, my hair, whatever. And the barber, he was saying the same thing. He was like, man, like, cause we were talking and I felt bad because I was kind of like, when I got to the barbershop, it was early in the morning, like 8:30. Yeah. So I was still in like listening to the sermon, my earplugs, mm-hmm. my earplugs was on. And he was kind of talking to me. And then finally, I was just like, let my AirPods out. And he was just expressing. He was just like, one, he and his wife and he has kids. They're taking a trip to Florida. And this trip that he was making, he was just like, I don't want to take a trip because it's going to be bread. And like, it doesn't make sense. But he's like, we said that we're going to take a trip every single summer. That's imperative for us. It's our mental health, like our wellness. It's good for us to take a break and see the family, those type of things. And he was like, man, but she doesn't know what I'm going through as a male. We just got a new house. We're trying to get a new car. We have all this family, all this bills and different things happening. But this literally, like, I gave him a code for a free rental or something to go to Miami. Because he was like, yeah. I'm thinking about so many different yeah. things. And as a man, it's like, I'm not going to say that to her because it's like, I got to feel like I have it. And I was just like, it's different. Yeah. Like, that's the thing, though. It's, like, who am I to say, no, you don't? But yeah. as a man, you think no, that. 100%. Like, I got to have it. I got to have this yeah. ready. And yeah. I say this because it's important to be able to have a space to where it's like he feels comfortable enough to share that in a barbershop. Yeah. It's barbershop talk. Yeah. Yeah. And so how many times can we create barbershop talk, quote unquote, with men everywhere? Mm-hmm. Because that's when we actually express.
Yeah. So do you think, like, in that situation, bro, do you subscribe to that too? Because I feel like, I know exactly what you're talking about as far as feeling like you have to have everything together. But I feel like, bro, you have to be able to express that to your partner, bro. Just because, like, that's just a lot to handle yourself, bro. Even if you can still handle it yourself, but, like, expressing that to your partner just so they can understand why you acting the way you acting, or just, I don't know. I think also just because some girls I've dated in the past, like they've actually gave me that space to, you know, just be open and kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, just be open with them and just, but even though that has backfired sometimes. So
as a man, I think you also have an ego though. Comes with her own issues. Yeah. And she says something to you, you strike back. So it's hard to like, okay, have somebody like, I strike back and then she's like, okay, tell me how you feel. No, like it's sometimes it gets combative because it's like, nah, we're going back to back. And then most men just shut down. Like, all right, you got it. Cause I don't want to wild out right now. Like, so it is interesting. And it poses a question. How can we continue to create safe? They always say this, and I always like saying and think of different things or different ways to say certain things that everybody says, safe spaces. How do we create safe spaces for men and honestly, every individual to share? Because I think if we address it before, and even before it's even known, like, oh, I'm going through something. It's like, all right, well, tell me about your week. What's happening? Like something ongoing that, you know, something on your calendar or like a haircut or something that's like, every single week, every single day, like, okay, we address it community wise because it's a community as a body of people. That should be something that's spoken about more. I think mental health awareness, not even just the month, not even just like the time, the new times that it's so trendy. It's something that we all need to make sure that we're checking in. Wellness check. If you have, I would say just off the top of my head, a practical tip. I say this, but I think about me before I had a podcast. Now it's like, I am a huge proponent of a podcast just speaking out because it's so freeing. Like this helps a lot. Right, but if you don't have a podcast, if you don't have a forum to where you can just speak, writing helps a lot. Like literally after, and it's like habit second, after you do something, right. Like I go to the gym. After I go to the gym, I stay in the little lobby and I write for literally the whole page is honestly 20 minutes about a certain topic. That's literally on, you know, it helps me as a writer, but the same thing can be said about your mental health. How do I feel? Okay. 1 through 6. Why am I a 6? What's making me a 6? Did I just try to pull up to this girl at a gym and it wasn't the same interaction that I thought it was? Yeah. That's literally me. Okay. That's why I'm a 6. But like, how can we address these things? Not knowing that it doesn't make you less of a man. You're still a man. It makes you more of a man because you're addressing and looking at the things that everybody faces head on. Because again, it's so funny. It's not taboo. If you're breathing, you have a negative voice and you talk and you think. It's those that like address that thought and face it head on that actually come to great conclusions. Hey, Genix, you going off.